Yo,
what's going on, Vic?
What's going on, broski?
Nothing much, just been drinking Twisted Tea. I'm on my fourth one right now and I'm feeling good.
Yes sir, welcome to the Nicholas Gody Podcast Show, season 2 of episode 19 in recording.
Woo, we're about to start the show, baby.
Yes sir.
I just bought some pens today where I can do touch screen so I can like draw and stuff, you know. It's pretty cool. It's like stylish pens to where you can draw.
Yeah.
I love them pens. It's cause I play so much games where it's like you draw and stuff, cause like, you know, it's pretty fun.
Right?
Oh yeah.
What's up, Ghostface?
What up?
Welcome to the Nicholas Gody Podcast Show, season 2, episode 19, recording, my friend.
Yeah, this was, we were supposed to do it yesterday, but we decided
yeah.
I love college, and I love drinking, and I love
heard that
women.
Song before.
Dude, I love that. Dude, I love that song.
What's up?
I grew up listening to that song, Nick.
I think I heard that song before.
That song is a banger, dude. I love that song. Cause I'm thinking about going to college real soon, dude. Honestly.
For real?
Yeah, I want to go to college. I want to go for like computer tech and stuff. Honestly, mm-hmm. I would love it, dude.
Let's say there's a community college for that, broski. You can go to.
Oh yeah, I'm
drink
thinking
my
about
beer,
going on like
my weed.
Going on like Zoom calls and stuff and like.
Mm-hmm.
And go to college classes because I'm thinking of doing that. And on the weekends, I'd get
fuck
drunk.
School.
And you know,
why would
weekend,
I pay to go to school? You know,
and I mean, on the weekends, I'd go to college and stuff and be going getting drunk on the weekends. But then Mondays, you know, I go back to work.
You know what I want to do?
What's up?
Some cocaine.
Oh, damn.
But you know, college is really good for you.
Except you gotta pay college debt.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
I mean, just think about it, like, what's the point? I mean, it's a good thing you're going to college. Don't get me wrong, but what's the point of going to college?
He ain't going to college. He said he wants to go to college.
I know. I'm saying like.
Yeah. And another thing is, Nick. You know, once you go to college and stuff, you know, you can get a better job possibly, you know, when you go to college and you have that type of
Oh, by
of,
the way, I need to say something.
I gotta say something before I forget.
What's up?
Okay.
This is what I was trying to tell Corey this, but he kept cutting out of the group call and left.
Uh-huh.
I got a question for you, Corey. What are you doing Saturday?
Probably nothing, bro. Why is that?
Why don't you ask Shirley if you want to go to the Osage County Fair? I'm taking the kids.
All right, bro. I'll do that, dude.
I mean, if you
don't
want
they
to go,
do the
you
fire, don't they do the fireworks on the 19th? On the 9th?
They're not. That's the last day of the fair, the 9th.
Yeah, dude. That I cannot wait to do the fireworks. It's gonna be banging, dude.
We're gonna do the derby too, Corey. It's gonna be fucking fun. Justine's going too.
I'm going to tell you one thing now. I'm bringing a lot of Twisted Tea.
Are you?
Corey?
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to bring your own alcohol.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Have you ever been to a fair?
Yeah. I have.
Have you ever brought alcohol in there?
No. These were the times when I wasn't really 21 and over, so I really don't know.
When's the last time you went to a fair?
I'm gonna be honest, probably about when I was 19.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, tell your grandma you want to go this Saturday. Michael's going. It's gonna be a whole bunch of fun. We do some rides and shit. Do a line of cocaine.
Oh, I ain't gonna be doing that, but I'm gonna be getting drunk with Twisted Tea. I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna do a whole line of cocaine on the ride.
I'll tell you what, I'll be getting drunk by the time I'm there. I'll be your favorite drunk neighbor. I'm thinking about taking a shot of whiskey now, I'm gonna be honest with you. Man. Take a shot of whiskey and it's gonna be delicious. But the last time I took a hold on, I'm gonna tell you guys the truth right now. The last time I took shot of Captain Morgan, I took the shot and it was like drinking nail polish. It was so warm. I was like, that's the last time I ever drank warm whiskey. Because after that, I threw up.
Oh, but damn, bro.
The lucky thing is, thank goodness I had a trash can near me, because if I didn't, I would have been thrown up on the ground.
That is true.
So I was like, throwing up in that trash can, it's like, you know, it was nasty. Like, I don't want to talk about it, it's just nasty. But the thing I will say about Lucy. Yeah, it was disgusting, bro. So advice to people on this 21 and over, never drink alcohol that's warm. Drink it cold. Always drink it cold, it's better. Otherwise, you're gonna possibly throw it when you drink whiskey. I drank whiskey one night, like, I drank 7 shots of whiskey one night, and I threw up bad.
And so what you want to talk about, boys, in the podcast show tonight?
And my goodness, that was the worst. talk about in the podcast? Should we talk about in the podcast how I think Haley is very hot?
What?
Because Haley, I really want to date her again. Because
me?
What about what happened? Oh, you never had feelings for Danielle?
Well, she kind of lives far away, you know. That's the problem.
Well, so does Haley.
Yeah, she lives in Kentucky, bro.
I know, but that's different.
You have really strong feelings for Haley, don't you?
Yes. I love Haley. And I really do.
Why don't you talk to her?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
Here's the problem, though. She wants us to talk for at least a year, because the last time we broke up, you know, she told us that we needed to talk for at least a year, and I'm like, you know what? I understand it and all, but, you know, we'll talk for a year and all that, get to know each other a little bit more, and that's how we hook up, and, you know, one day we'll meet each other up, and, you know, we might meet at the camping trip, and, you know, we'll make babies one of these days. And honestly, I'm gonna rub it into John Gagon Dick's face.
Bro, speaking of him, he wanted to be on my podcast,
No.
On an episode.
No. No, John. No, John. He doesn't deserve to be on your podcast show.
Corey, let him bring him in.
Okay.
Let me see if he still has me on there.
Honestly, Nick, don't even tell him that we're on the podcast show.
Well, let's see. Well, let's give him a surprise.
Yeah. He's like, hey, what's up, John?
Bad news, Trips Corey Jones. I don't got John on my thing. I gotta find him messages.
When you find someone, give John Gagol and D word on here.
he let me tell you, fans, he gags on a lot of it. I'm telling, he gags on a lot of it. And he'd rather pick, let me tell you, he'd rather pick going to a club than to watch horror movies. As you all remember in the podcast shows, if you guys recall, he would rather go to a club than to watch horror movies.
Oh, God.
And let me just tell you something. The only horror movies I watch is about Friday the 13th. I like Jason Voorhees.
Same.
But I'm gonna be honest, I don't play horror games. I don't do that. I get scared.
Man, I remember me and Ghostface and Danny were playing Friday the 13th, and we pissed a lot of people off and started cussing them out.
Yeah, that was really good days, Nick.
Oh, man, gosh. I'd be thought scared.
I thought I was going to get banned.
I would be scared crapless.
Like, ain't it weird how the good old days you remember just are gone that fast, and you're like, what the fuck? How? Just how that shit happened.
Well,
the good days are still there. It's just you gotta, have good days and get really drunk.
The good days.
Yeah, that is true.
No, kids, there's no bad days. Always think of good days. If there's anything bad happening to you, just take 3 deep breaths and you'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
And kids at home, don't vape, don't smoke, don't drink. Let the adults handle that. 21 and over. Let the adults handle it, and when you're 21, you can decide whether you want to or not, but most likely, don't do it. Please don't do it, children. It's bad for you. Because I'm jerking off my pee-wee. I love doing that during the night.
Fucking day.
What's up, Ghostface?
I do it every night, and I love doing it. Ooh.
Man.
I love shotgunning so many beers that I get so drunk that I fall down. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen at home in Nicholas Goldie's podcast show, let me tell you, ramen noodles are delicious with some tuna and Cheeto Puffs. They are delicious. Delicious. It tastes like a cheesy tuna casserole.
First time since...
cheesy tuna beefy casserole.
The first time since... Season 1, I'm bringing back the old catchphrase.
Oh boy, what's that, Ghostface?
The cheesy tuna beefy casserole.
Sit back and get your big ass bong.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll say that after the end of the podcast, my friend.
It is absolutely delicious, people. Make sure you guys try it at home. Beef ramen, Cheeto Puffs, and tuna. It's good.
So, I decided...
It's good.
I gotta redo my whole album over again, Nick.
Yes, sir.
So.
But make sure you people tune into a rap chat later on tonight. Trips Corey Jones. We're gonna be doing another drunk rap, baby.
So there'll be only 10 songs on the album now.
Absolutely right, people. That's what I'm talking about.
God, bullet, Corey.
No, not gonna lie, Nick. I kind of like that song, and I had to remove it.
I know, bro. It sucked. It sucks, honestly, bro. I mean, it's fucked.
You know, talking about that, I love every bit of my songs. Every bit of my songs are beautiful. It's beautiful, and Ghostface and High since Last Friday. It's beautiful. You guys listen to it down below. It's awesome. It's very awesome.
See, my thing of it is, all right, Corey, bro. We'll get to you, bro, for your shout-outs. But ain't it kind of weird how, see, what I don't understand about this generation, to be honest, like, if the female does not, breaks up with her ex, okay, and then talks to a new guy, and then after that she goes right back with her ex, like, what the fuck's the point, like.
Wait, like, Nick, let me stop you there. That's called that is what we call a side horka. Yeah, I can't say the word. I can't say the word because that's bad. I don't want to say bad words. Bad.
Anyways, Nick. Was that it? That's all you had to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fucked up, dude. Like, well, I don't fucking get it. That's what pisses me off, dude.
Tell me about it. I now gotta go through it.
Man. That's what Autumn did to me. I thought me and her were going to get together, but no, she chose a different guy and just fucked my ass over and said, go fuck yourself, you know?
Oh my God. I am drunk.
Corey doesn't even know what's going on. Nick, he doesn't even know what happened.
I am drunk and I love it.
Corey, have you realized that I've been stressed out all day today?
I don't even know. I'm sorry. I didn't know, Nick, dude. Like, I don't even know.
So Crystal decided to go back with her ex.
Oh.
And then fucked over Michael, aka Ghostface.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
What in the
name? Yeah, she decided to be in a relationship with her ex again.
No way.
Yeah, and Michael did all that shit for no reason.
After having feelings for her for almost 8 months, it'll be 8 months this month, next week.
I'm going to be honest, Ghostface. I feel bad for you and everything, but, you know, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, what, Corey?
I'm sorry, but I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about it. All I have to say is I feel bad for your Ghostface to happen to you. And I mean, it's just heartbreaking, dude. I feel bad. Because you're my homie for 20 years. You've been my bro for 20 years.
Alright, I guess I'll find someone though.
Don't worry, Ghostface.
Yeah.
And I know, Ghostface, you got the confidence to find somebody else, and you will, man. And I know
Hell
you
yeah,
will,
bro.
Man. The same for you, Nicholas Goldie. We will all find somebody. We gotta build
yes,
that
sir.
Confidence. We gotta build
yes,
that confidence. We gotta have the confidence is key every day.
There's one problem with that.
What's up, Ghostface?
Key. There's no problem.
Yeah, there is.
What's up, Ghostface?
Dude, she was really the one that I really wanted to be with.
Well,
yeah,
here,
I mean,
let me.
It was like here. First glance as I saw her, I knew I wanted to be with her, you know?
Right.
Hold on, Ghostface, you know. Listen, there's one time where she's going to forget about her ex and she's going to come to you, man. She's going to want to be back with you, my brother.
We were never together.
She'll want to come together with you one day, I promise you, man. Just don't lose hope. You can't lose hope.
I feel like I already did.
There's no losing hope, man. You don't want to do that. Don't be stressed. Don't lose hope, dude. There's nothing to worry.
Hey, Trips Corey Jones is being the hype man right now, man. He's being the confident hype man.
You want to be the most confident man out there. You want to build that confidence. Don't be stressed out because you will have that confidence and you will build it all the way up, man. And I promise you, man, I am promising you with your heart, you will find somebody and you will love them, man. So don't worry, Mr. Ghostface. You will find them, man.
Yes, sir.
And I am not trying to be mean at all, and I'm not trying to be rude. I just know you'll find somebody, dude. And I promise you will, dude. You gotta build that self-esteem and confidence, and you gotta have that determination in you, man. And I know you had that determination and everything, but you know, you will find that special
Corey.
Partner.
And Corey, I you know what I you, see? You know what I see right now?
You see a bright light, dude, and you're gonna take that opportunity and
Corey,
build that self-esteem.
Do you know what I see right now?
What's up?
Demons in my mind.
You see confidence in your mind. That's why I love to hear.
No, I said demons.
You see the bright lights in your mind, and don't even think about that. That's not even something to think about. I don't even know what that
hey,
is.
Hey, Corey's being a hype man right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Corey, tell me why we did that song then.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember the name of the song. I don't even think of that right now. But
dude,
that's
it's
something
gonna be
to
be released. 5 days.
Let me be honest. Let me be honest. I love the song and everything, but I don't even remember the first word of the song. The first word, you know, it's not even
yeah.
in my head, you know?
Yeah, guess what? You better
everyone at home. Everyone at home doesn't want to think of that name. It doesn't want to think of his name. It's the lyrics
for that song.
It took you an hour, Michael, for the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. For Corey's part. I had to know every part of every word.
Oh my god, Michael, what the fuck?
But listen, people, I didn't have part don't think written. Of the first word. It's bad.
So
it's
these
bad.
Deep in my mind, and I'm going crazy.
Hey, don't think.
Michael, quit
go
singing
say.
The damn song. It's not even out yet, sir.
We're going into Inbrook right now, and I can't find another.
No.
You just now ruined it, Michael.
You have to
it's
build the self-esteem, Michael. Exactly. You're too much in that song. I gotta be the confident man. Gotta get that confidence with the brain in my mind. Gotta get bright, you know, shining with the lights.
That is my. I got a question for you, Corey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How do you feel about my next single about to be released in 4 days featuring you in it?
I'm gonna be honest, I love that song, dude, but the problem is I don't like the first word in that song. It's not to think about. That's a disgusting word.
Is it that, bad?
What's the first part? I had a really tough life?
No, it said the first word.
Yeah?
The first word in the... Yeah, but the people at home don't want to think of that right now. Build that self-confidence, build that self-esteem, you know?
Well, they're about to be viewed by it in 4 days, Corey.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, but build that positive light, positive energy. Always think of Jesus and God in your mind, you know? Always think of that.
All I see is Jesus in my mind.
All I think about is Jesus and God in my mind, and I love it.
All these demons in my mind. Dude, that's a good song.
And you know what they're telling me right now? They're telling me to eat puffy ramen cheesy tuna right now. I love it.
A hint of this song, okay?
Michael, don't give it away, sir.
Hey, I'll give it away. Pornhub is a great website.
No,
but
it's
not for children.
Nick.
Children, don't look it up.
It's the longest song I've ever did in my life.
And how many minutes are we talking about, sir?
It's almost 5 minutes.
The longest song I've ever did was jerking off my penis.
What?
The
you tell me
song
5 minutes?
I've ever did was jerking off my peewee.
No, it wasn't, Corey. This is your longest song you ever did, too.
I know. Jerking off my penis is the best song ever. That's the best song ever, dude. Guys, but the jerk off a penis sounds like a good time.
That's nice to know.
Children, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry you had to hear that. But I'm a grown man. I'm sorry.
Bruh, I have 18 years.
I don't think children have Spotify accounts.
That's a good thing. But it's a good thing that there's 18 and over listening to this. I really appreciate that.
Well, there's actually people under 18 that listen to the podcast.
I really appreciate all the 18 years or older people that listen to podcasts. I really do. Like, it's awesome.
What the fuck, bro? God damn it.
Where's Daniel at?
I think he went to bed.
Did he really? That motherfucker.
You sound like a good time right now.
Here, let's get Darren out of here.
I know it sounds like a good time. Doing some shrooms. Weed and alcohol at the same time. You know.
You know what's great to do right now, Corey?
You know how crossfaded you'd be right now.
You know what's great to do right now?
You'd be so crossfaded.
Coke.
And you.
Cane.
And you know what? Shrooms and weed would make you fly to the sky like an airplane. It make you like a.
Corey, have you even done shrooms before?
It make you like a baby in the sky. It's so beautiful. I've done a little bit of shrooms before. I've smoked out of a bong.
Nick, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir, what's up?
And I'm gonna be honest, I've ate it before.
When Demons in My Mind gets released in 4 days, do you think that... Because you remember when you said a couple of my songs with the lyrics were showing the fucking...
Yeah.
I was high as fuck, but you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
Dude, I would be still be sick as fuck if it does that with the song.
I mean, it would, but really it would probably Jesus give it some time, you know.
That's the best song name ever. Jesus in my mind.
Demons in my mind.
Yeah, Jesus in my mind. That's awesome.
Say Jesus.
Yeah, you said Jesus in my mind. The good vibes.
No, I said demons.
Man. Demons in my mind. Good, the good vibes are always there.
Hey, imagine, look, here, think about this. Look, hear me out on this, Chris Corey Jones and Ghostface.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to make a song called Jesus in My Mind.
There you go. But just imagine, like,
the good vibes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, just imagine, like, you and your girl are just laying there, just looking at each other and say, yeah, dude, this is good vibes, you know?
Let me tell you what. We're going to listen to that song while we're having
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be amazing. And I'm gonna be honest, though. People said in my school one time in high school that I was having sex in a church. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I was having sex in a church now? I would never do that, you crazy goober. Bruh,
that's oh my goodness, man. That's committing a sin.
That's a special gift for Jesus right there.
I'm fucked up for this. Oh my fucking god. Man.
That's a special gift for God and Jesus. I love you both with all my heart. Believe in God every day, people.
Sir, so if you ever listen, if you ever hear this, please sponsor me. I want to sponsor your batteries.
Amazon sponsor me because I love your THC gummies.
Man, hell yeah, Amazon.
I love getting so high off them. It's so amazing, dude. Like, honestly, man, it makes you feel like you're on the airplane and you're flying in the sky. You're laying there in your bed and you're like, you know what? Right. I'm flying in the sky like a bird.
Well, you know, that is true.
Yeah, you just fly an airplane with Donald Trump on right next to you. You just like, Donald Trump, you're the best president ever. I love you. You know, Donald Trump, I hope you're president in 2024, man. I love you. Sir. Because Joe Biden.
No, Stacey, can't have my cock.
What happened now?
Listen, Joe Biden, you know what? I'm gonna take you, Joe Biden, tie you up into a basement and just leave you there and let Donald Trump run as president.
What's up, Michael?
Tell Stacy that I was single?
No.
Hold on a second, Michael. Hold on a second. Does Stacy want my cock now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she does, Corey.
Are you serious? What the flip? What is wrong with her? She is crazy. Stacy's gone mad, dude. She is
mad.
She's gone mad, dude. What is wrong with her? She needs Jesus. Stacy, if you listen to this, please go to church and don't be asking people for their, you know what.
Hey,
for the lower intestine parts of their body, don't be doing that. That's not good. For all you people in the black market, you know, wanting to be people on the street, listen, you need to go to church. You need to go to church.
Oh my god, Corey.
That's not good for the community, bro. There's children out here that doesn't want you around. We need these streets to be safe. The streets need to be safe from all these, you know, types of people that I can't say. I don't want to say bad words, but you know, the P word, the S word, and the H word around the streets. So that way you can get the H word, A word, and then the S word, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. T-Mobile.
Jeez. King Christ.
I'll just say this for the memes. HIV, S, AIDS, and STDs.
Hang on. Corey, let me talk. Nick, Daniel told me to get this. You remember that Meet Me app?
Yeah.
So I downloaded it because we're supposed to do a little group chat on it once again, us bros. And now my fucking phone's blown up with women wanting to fucking talk to me and shit.
I got rid of that app a long ass time ago.
No, the only reason I fucking had was to do that group call or whatever that call is that me, Daniel, all of us do.
I got rid of it.
It won't let me in. It won't give me a Meet Me account, so I said, fucking, I don't give a shit.
Nick, you're a dumbass.
You know what?
Nick,
I got a lot of Snapchat women, bro.
I don't feel like making a new one. Meet Me's dog shit.
What,
Corey? Dude, you should go on live with me, Daniel, and Michael, bro. It's gonna be a blast. We're gonna get women, and we're gonna get laid. We're gonna get laid. If me and Haley doesn't work out, at least I'm gonna have someone on Meet Me. You know, we're gonna get laid. Get laid.
Wow, Corey.
And, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to say this to be rude. I don't know if you're trying to take this the rude way, but if me and Haley doesn't work out, but at least I got someone on Meet Me.
My God.
Yeah. And, I can get with her, and, she's gonna suck on these nuts.
Dude, quit with you. Dude, I'm having people blowing up my phone, apparently liking my photo, apparently they won't message me. Well, you gotta be careful. All of them are fake-ass people.
Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with it, Michael. That's one reason why. I don't fuck
with
it.
She's gonna check the mail today, and she's gonna find these nuts.
Just imagine, you find a girl and Meet Me, and she's like, so, when are we gonna do the D? I'm like, soon, you know what I'm saying? You know what's
gonna
happen?
She's gonna find these nuts.
Here, this is how you're gonna fuck with her, okay? Type in on your Google while you're multitasking, best pregnancy test. So I'm like, why are you looking that up for? I'm like, nothing.
You know what I look up on Miguel right now? On Google right now? The best way to pick up a hooker, stripper, or a prostitute in the alleyway, and just so I can have some fun, you know? But the one thing you need to have before you do that is you need to have at least 3 or 4 condoms with you.
That is true.
So that way you don't catch any of the 3 stages of, diseases you're gonna possibly get. Stage 1, people, is the AIDS. Stage 2 is HIV. Stage 3 is the sexually transmitted diseases. I'm sorry to say this, but you don't want it in your... You don't want it, people. It's very, very bad. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to create a new championship belt for the Corey's channel. I'm about to spray paint it gold and silver. Because, we gold in here on the channel for TCJ, baby.
Yes, Corey, sir.
You're making a belt?
Yes, sir. I'm about to make a belt out of gold and silver.
How do you do that?
Well, it's simple. You gotta take cardboard and then you just gotta tape it together, make a belt, make a redneck backyard wrestling belt, baby.
That's why I have a real belt.
I love redneck wrestling championship. I love it. Backyard wrestling. Then after you wrestle,
you get drunk
in the night. After that, you get so drunk that you don't even realize what happened. Wrestle. It's like you wrestle, you end up wrestling for 30 minutes, like what I did in the backyard wrestling match number 2. I still watching that.
I'm telling Daniel I'm uninstalling this.
I love watching my backyard wrestling matches. It entertains me. Because when I fell in that puddle, it made me laugh hardcore. I'm still laughing over that.
So, if you and Haley do get together, Mr. TCJ, y'all gonna think about having some babies one day?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have babies. And they're gonna be...
Wait, what? Who?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna have babies.
With who?
Oh, yeah.
That's my
With
boy.
Who?
Haley. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just tell her?
I'm gonna have babies with Haley, and they're gonna be basketball players maybe one day. Maybe football players, wrestlers. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hey, Corey. Corey.
Yeah.
When's the last time you talked to Haley?
It's been a little bit, dude. Honestly, I'm thinking about talking to her and say, Haley, what you doing? You know, just start slow, but I'm not gonna get too in the detail yet.
Did you tell her why you broke up with Danielle?
I mean, yeah, that's not what we're talking about, you know, but I broke up with Danielle because it's far away, but even though it's far away, I still have feelings for you, Haley, a lot. Haley, I love you with all my heart, baby. I wish, if you hear this, Haley, I love you. I really love you. I want to be with you. And I'm going to start slow no matter what you say, baby.
Yeah, it was beautiful, Corey.
Haley, I really love the... I'm sorry to say this, but I'd love to tap your pussy, spank that big old booty, and suck on your titties.
Oh,
Haley, I love you. I love you, Haley.
So you never really liked Danielle.
I did like Danielle, but she lived far away. That's the problem.
But I didn't make no sense, Corey. She lives same state, same town as fucking Danielle.
No, they don't.
They still live in the same state, Nick.
Yeah, but not in the same city.
It don't fucking matter.
It does matter, mother trucker. Okay, Bardstown is different than fucking Louisville, okay?
I mean, you know. But Haley, I love you with all my heart. I really do. Haley, I love you. Haley, I love you. I'm about to watch Backyard Wrestling.
Guess
Corey
what?
Versus Pillow.
Corey. Guess what, Corey? Guess what?
You know what? No, this is the greatest match ever. This is entertainment. You know,
I gotta tell you something.
When I put myself in the water, that was funny. Oh yeah. Hey, what, Michael? What you need, Ghostface?
So you remember my cousin Ashley?
Yeah.
You would never believe what she told me the other night.
Wait, what'd she tell you?
Dude. You guys know the band Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know the lead singer that died, Chester Bennington?
Yeah. Yeah.
She had sex with him.
Wait, I've been talking to Haley? That's awesome.
Corey, really?
That is so cool. I know, Ghostface, that's cool and all, but, you know... I have Haley on my mind.
You better change your shit.
I like Haley. She's very Literally, pretty.
Get this, Nick. This is, and I didn't believe her. I'm like, there's no, I don't believe a damn thing she said. But guess what?
What's up?
It's actually really true.
What? Damn.
That is so cool. I've been talking to Haley, and it's actually true.
Hang
I
on.
Love that.
Hang on, Corey. Let me talk about this.
That's
anyway,
right. That's awesome.
Anyways, a couple of days before he died, Nick,
before he got wrecked,
he messaged my cousin, and he wasn't doing so well and everything. And
yeah,
Ashley knew something was up. And she was telling me I wish I'd have got pregnant by him so bad. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't get
that. How old is your cousin?
Oh, she's like in her late 30s now.
Ding ding ding.
I can't believe she fucked the lead singer from the
Oh, she fucked him more than once, Nate. She would be in his tour bus a lot.
Oh my fucking god.
And then I told her, I'm like, if you guys were messing around so much, why in the fuck would you guys not get together? And she was like,
cool.
She was like, well, he was always on the road and everything. I couldn't see him. He couldn't see me. You know? But,
oh man, what a body slam.
And this is what also made me not My Aunt Joyce literally told me that when she got fucking drunk and high with them.
Yeah.
With the band. He literally drove in his tour bus, dropped her off at my Aunt Joyce's front porch.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is honestly so cool that I beat Pillow. That is awesome.
Corey, why are you trying to change my story?
I know, but it's so cool.
We're not even talking about Pillow.
I know you're talking about that, but this is a cool wrestling match. Children at home, let me tell you, if you look up Corey's channel right now, you're going to see a beautiful wrestling match. Why? Basically, it's so muddy that you won't even realize it. And also, Ghostface told you something interesting, too. Let's not forget that. Very interesting fact.
And what's that, Corey?
And I'm not saying a word, of course, but your cousin got the special time with some person off of Linkin Park. And yeah, that's special right there.
She literally, I was high. She was telling me, God, I wish I had got pregnant by him.
I'm gonna be honest, Ghostface, I'm gonna be honest here. I thought you were saying something completely different.
And get this, he literally later on in his life had 6 kids, Nate.
I know, I just looked it up.
One day, and I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. I want to watch Pornhub right now in my mind. Keep that in mind.
Alright, we're gonna invite Darian.
Invite Darian?
Yes, sir.
It's been 42 minutes. Why hasn't he joined yet? Come on. We could talk about Kyrie's about to join the Lakers real soon. That's going to be a good trio.
Hell
dude,
Kyrie,
look at it this way. Kyrie, LeBron, and AD. If AD and LeBron's really healthy, that's going to be it's going to be lethal.
And if Shaq's son's in the Lakers.
Oh, Shaquille Jr., I think?
Sharif.
Shaqie.
Sharif
or whatever.
Jr.
Yeah, Sharif.
Oh, that's going to be lethal. Lethal.
What about the Kyrie?
What up, Kyrie? Welcome to the Nicholas Gordy Podcast Show, Season 2 of Episode 19.
Why in the fuck she wait until we only have 20 minutes left?
Steph Curry, you're about to have some competition, my friend. I'm sorry, man.
No.
I know Steph Curry, you're a legitimate son and everything, but...
Oh, what do you guys think about that, about what the Lakers are doing?
It's so cool.
They're gonna make it to the playoffs.
No, they're trading for Kyrie Irving and Seth Curry.
Oh, yes, sir.
As long as Kyrie's in the Lakers, I don't mind it.
Seth Curry, though.
They're gonna make it.
Seth Curry, though. That little whack-ass nigga.
Seth Curry's actually pretty damn good.
First of all,
he's not as good as his brother, though. That's all I'm saying.
Man, shut up, you Warriors fan looking ass motherfucker.
You shut up. You're just mad because I told you they was going to win.
Oh, you know why they won? Because Steph Curry likes to suck on everyone's dick.
You know, and I got and I got $100 richer. I'm glad about that.
Man.
No, I. Because
the Warriors won. Out.
In like an hour, I get fucking payday.
You know, I'm glad the Warriors won because I got $100 richer. I spent on alcohol. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I wish Boston won.
Man, I wish the Suns made it there.
Yeah, dude, Chris Paul needs to hurry up and get his first ring before he has to go bye-bye.
Darian, you don't have no ring, so shut up.
Damn.
I'm not in the NBA, you asshole.
I can say, hey, I can say this, Darian. I'm not in the WWE, but I have a real WWE championship belt.
Okay, and they're like $300. That ain't bad, but you know how much a fucking NBA ring is? Look that up.
That's cool.
Guess what? I have a St. Louis Cardinals ring, so suck it.
St. Louis Cardinals is
what are you,
goat.
Triple H?
I am the game, and I don't want to play it. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm going to spit out my water.
Man, you know the Lakers are going to go to the playoffs next year. I hope you know this.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Nick. I'm honest. Without a doubt, bro.
If they get rid of Russell Westbrook, they will.
You mean Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, dude, Russell Westbrook.
He sucks.
He bricks every shot that he does. Yeah, I've said
this before. I don't know how the hell Ryan likes his ass. He's a fucking bum. He's garbage.
Do you like Russell Westbrook?
Hell yeah. Bro, if you ask him right now, he'll tell you he likes the fucking
Westbrook. I'm not going to lie. Russell Westbrook, when it comes to any person in the NBA, he is the best when it comes to...
John Wall can outdone him. The fuck John Wall can outdo him.
He's a brick.
That's not what I was going to say, so I'm not going to even say it.
He's a brick.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Don't say it now because I'm not going to say it because you guys wouldn't let me fucking finish what I was going to fucking say.
Russell Westbrook is a brick. That's what I'm going to
say. All right, let's let Ghostface say what he's got to say about Westbrook. Go ahead.
Are you going to let me talk?
Go ahead. The floor's yours.
I never said he was the best NBA player ever. But he is the best when it comes to triple doubles.
Yeah.
No one can beat him when it comes to triple doubles. Nobody. In the history of the NBA, nobody can beat him doing that.
Okay, that is true. That is true. I can't give him that. I can't give him that, no doubt. No cap.
We know he's a brick. That's the best thing about him.
Corey, do you know what a triple double is?
Yeah, but we know that Russell Westbrook is a brick.
I mean, back then he was like the GOAT.
But now
you look at him, he's a brick.
Yeah, but think about it. When he was at the Thunder, that man was a machine. I ain't gonna lie. That man went off.
No, yeah. Well, when he was with the Thunder and the Rockets, he was good. But after he left the Rockets, he turned into trash.
Yeah, he turned into a brick.
When he started going on the Wizards, Nick, that's when he started to fail.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, that was John Wall's team. That was John Wall's team, actually. The Wizards.
He's a prick.
Yeah, Nick, who do you think went to the Rockets and went to the Wizards? That was a trade that happened.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook is a brick.
Yeah,
because
you got to think about it, because Westbrook was not going to be fit with
Westbrook.
He's the ultimate brick.
Dude, I watch a scary movie, too. So fucking funny.
I'm watching Wrestling Adventures right now.
I wish I wasn't so alone.
I love Wrestling Adventures.
I've been there for 6 years, Ghostface. The fuck you mean, sir?
I haven't.
Haley, if you listen to this, I love you. I love you, Haley, and I hope you listen to this. I love you with all my heart. And we're going to talk slow, but we're going to make our way up.
Darian, what the fuck you been doing over there?
We're going to make our way up, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Darian, what you been doing, Brody?
Hey, we're gonna make kids, and it's gonna be awesome.
Can you hear him,
Darian?
This is gonna be super cool.
Yo, Darian, bro.
It's gonna be absolutely amazing, Haley. We're gonna make kids. It's gonna be amazing one day. And
how about you tell her that in her face, Corey?
I,
pro-
I promise you, Haley, we're gonna be an amazing couple. And let me tell you, Haley, we're gonna be awesome. It's gonna be an awesome couple. I promise you, I take care of you, Haley. I will promise you, Haley.
Are you gonna take care of her for the next 9 months?
I will never treat you like crap, and I will always be with you no matter what. It don't matter what anyone says. We're gonna be together. It's gonna be amazing, and it's gonna be
awesome. If you start talking to her, Corey.
It's absolutely gonna be amazing, though, Haley. It's gonna be absolutely incredible, and Haley, we're gonna start slow, and then we're gonna make our way up. But I promise you, I ain't gonna go too fast. I will never go too fast. You know, that's what. Yeah, it's gonna be
the
cool.
The big booty fetish feature. Nicholas Goldie is now on Deezer.
Let me tell you something. I love big booties, and I like pussy, and I like ass. I like booties, pussy, ass. I like titties, and I like boobs. It's very
all
hot.
All the snaps, Nick, I fucking saved on my phone.
Yeah.
Everything. And this is how I get it.
You know, I love Haley, and Haley, you love me, and we love each other.
No, of course, who I can love. No one wants to love me.
And I know, Haley, you want to love me. Haley, we're going to talk slow. I promise you. I will chat with you. It's going to be amazing. We're going to chat.
Oh, hell no.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely going to be right.
What the hell is... What, Ghostface?
These people on Meet Me messaging me saying, hey, cutie. Jesus fucking Christ.
Why the fuck you still got that damn app?
Because I'm on the fucking podcast, you dumb fuck.
Bitch, that app is dog shit.
You know, I have girls on Snapchat too, so me and Haley doesn't work out, you know. For some reason, I have Snapchat baby girls, you know. But I'm not gonna come to you, Snapchat women, right now. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to Haley first. Because I'm true to her, and I'm true to her only. Because I love her. Wait, why would he just take a cigar from out of his hand? That's not right. I'm watching Wrestling Adventures right now. This is cool. This man just took a cigar out of someone's hand and... What in the heck? He just took his cigar, and now he's going to smoke weed with that.
Damn.
What's wrong with Snap? Wrestling Adventures. Oh my goodness, what? Oh, I used to smoke those Black and Mild cigars. They're good. Tastes like cherry. It tastes like pussy.
Hey, this girl say hey to you all the way from Alaska.
Oh, you know, my fucking God, bro.
You know, it's going to taste like pussy when you taste Black and Mild pussy cigars. I mean, it's going to taste amazing.
I'm honored.
I am so honored that I smoke Black and Mild wine cigars. It tastes like wine. It feels like wine. It feels good. It really does feel good when you smoke Black and Mild cigars flavored wine.
Big cock.
Yeah, I smoke Black and Mild wine cigars. It feels amazing. I don't know what world you're in. You must be high or something.
Man, we almost got 5 minutes left of this show. This shit's comedy.
But you must be high, because Black and Mild cigars are good with... It's the wine-flavored Black and Mild cigars. It's amazing.
I'm good.
I'm all on it. Get high, get drunk, get so high that you go on an airplane. And then we're gonna have a blast. I was partying last night. I thought it was crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my booty Nick. Off and had this one What's girl up? Complete with her clothes off, and I drank my beer and smoked my weed.
Oh, and yes, sir. We got 5 minutes left.
Friends is all I need. I passed out at 3. Wake up at 10. Go out to eat. Then do it again. Man, I love college. And I love drinking Twisted Tea. But I love women. And I love everything. And I love college.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. That's what good. That's the good spirit, Nick.
We got 5 minutes of the minutes of the show, broski.
Did Ghostface lag out?
Yeah, I just sent him another invite.
All right. But ramen. Let me tell you guys something. Ramen noodles are good with tuna and Cheeto Puffs. It tastes like a cheesy tuna beefy ramen.
What?
You know what it tastes like? It tastes just like something out of the oven.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I'm watching now? It looks like something out of a... It looks like something straight out of a cop show. Snake's getting arrested for murder. Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Ghostface?
I can't believe that.
You're just trying to reconnect. I have...
Snake.
What the fuck?
Why is Snake getting arrested? What did he do? I didn't see anything. How dare Snake get arrested? Oh, Snake, you shouldn't have been doing bad stuff, though. It's not good for you. It's not good for the... It's not good for the youth to know that you do that.
Nick.
Well, Snake, you just have to suffer the consequence.
What's up, Ghostface?
I love drinking.
Wait, what?
And I love women, and I love college, and I love it
Wait,
all.
Wait, what's up, Michael? You're cutting it out, Brody.
Nick.
Yo.
Say our goodbyes. I'm ready to get off here.
Okay. All right, one thing, Mr. Ghostface, Dollar Sign Sealer, and Trips Corey Jones from Beyond the Podcast. So, you guys know what to do. Go follow Trips Corey Jones, Ghostface, Dollar Sign Sealer, and Hi Since Last Friday on Rapchat. Subscribe to our YouTubes. Hit the bell notifications. Listen to our music on all major music outlets. Go listen to the Nicholas Gray Podcast Show on all major podcast platforms as well. And Ghostface, Dollar Sign Sealer Podcast Show, and the Trips Corey Jones Podcast Show as well.
Wait. Are we saying our goodbyes?
Yeah, because Michael's thing is... Adding up. Yeah, what's up?
I can't hear Corey whatsoever.
All right, I'm done. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah.
Me? I like to thank Nick for coming to this podcast. Yes, thanks, Corey. You can follow us on all our podcast platforms. Let's go to the podcast show. Podcast show. Podcast show. Follow Corey Jones, Ghostface on the music platforms. And that's all I have to say, Nate.
Alright, Corey, go ahead, broski.
Say my goodbyes.
Yes, sir.
Alright, I'd like to thank Nicholas Goldie's podcast show for letting me be on his podcast tonight. Mm-hmm. And you guys know what to do. Follow the Nicholas Goldie's podcast show, Ghostface Dollar Sula, The Trips Corey Jones, and Hi Since Last Friday's podcast show. Follow the Hi Since Last Friday, Ghostface Tula, and Trips Corey Jones, and all major music outlets, including Rapchat and YouTube. And follow the Corey's Channel on YouTube. Follow my Snapchat, Clumat927. Follow my TikTok at CoreyBracken69. Thank you, Nicholas Scully, for letting me be on your podcast show. Thank you, Ghostface, for tuning in, of course. And that's all I got to say, bros. And remember... Stay confident and stay positive, guys.
Alright, yes, sir. And we all know what time it is. Mr. Ghostface and Church Corner Joe, it is catchphrase, and I always go first, like always.
Nick, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir. I can still hear you.
Why can't I hear Corey?
Buddy.
Well, it's time for us to do our catchphrases now.
Catchphrase, Nick. Catchphrase.
Yo.
Why can I not hear Corey?
I don't know, bro.
Catchphrase.
All right, Nick, go first.
All right. Ladies, I'm still single. I'm ready to mingle, and I want to make love to you one day and then make beautiful babies and then keep being you. And I'm done.
You know what
to do? And
it's
my birthday month.
You gotta know what to do. The old catchphrase is back. You know what to do is sit back and relax, turn the Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show Season 2, Episode 19 up, and hit your big ass bomb.
All right, Church Corner Jones, your turn.
All right, listen up, ladies. All right, so, Haley, I'm not single for you, and I'm not ready to mingle for you. I'm ready to tap your pussy, spank your booty, and suck on your big old
I hear him a little bit.
Titties. I love you, Haley, with all my heart, and I'd love to take you on a nice date, hug you, you know, cuddle, watch Netflix and chill. I'm going to get drunk, and you guys, and,
Corey!
I'm going to still be with you and everything, and I love you, Haley. I love you. My heart and soul goes out to you, baby girl. Yeah! Yeah, Nicholas Goldie's podcast show. All the ladies are listening to it. They want to suck his dick.
All right, well, that is it for the Nicholas Goldie podcast show, season 2 of episode 19 of recording. And we will catch you guys and girls on the next episode, season 2 and episode 20 in recording soon.
I love you, Haley Middleton. I love you.
Sir, see you, boys.
See you later.
Later.
I'll see you on a group call.
Well, there's probably not going to be a group call, Corey.
What, Nick?
There's probably not going to be a group call because Daniel's passed out.
Alright, well, I'll probably join it in a little bit.
I'll tell. Let's just go to the Wolf Pack.
Alright, later.
Later.